อีทุนใส่ห้องนะมันไม่ว่าคิริลียอดจนเราตัดชีจะเดี๋ยวเวลิจันในทะเลตัวมูถ่าหรือหายนั่งเลยยัวหรือหายนั่งนะเจนนู้นนอนในยาลอนจะไปชิดถ่าตัดชีนะเดี๋ยวเวลิจันนะฮัลโหลยังช่องวะ
ยังช่อง
เคลียร์จากทุกข้างมินจีวันใดปะตาวะ
Why I married outside of the Hmong I thinkFor me, I'm the first generation children to come from, you know, for the refugees in the late 70s. So at that time, the Hmong, we identified as Hmong in Australia instead of Australian Hmong. And our culture, you know, our families were very traditional. I believe that looking back, there are three reasons, you know, three things that influenced who I ended up marrying. And I think one thing was, I mean, we grew up in far north Queensland.So growing up, my generation, there was not many Hmong men who were my age. So it was the exposure and the availability, you know, the group of males. Yeah, and also the, you know, the attraction too. So, you know, because there's not many Hmong around, you know, just because you have two people who are Hmong doesn't mean that, you know, they...have the same ideas and the attraction is the same. So it's not saying that, you know, I don't like Hmong people and Hmong people don't like me, but it's just we are two different people. There's not many to choose from.
ก็ถ้าสำหรับจะ attraction แล้วจะแล้วเหนียอยู่นั่นเองแล้วคำว่าจะยันสื่อเลยจะ behavior หรือจะอยู่เหนียเลย apart from จิ๋มว่าจะหลวมงนั่นน
ะ I don't know. I just think that for me, I was focused on education.I was focused on trying to find my place as a Australian Hmong person.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, you know, the group of people that I was with. So, for example, if you can't, you know, when in being in Cairns and not many Hmong people where I worked, it was mostly Australians, white Australians.
จะให้ตัวเตี้ยยอดตอนนั้นเขา environment หรืออยู่ยอดเลยอย่าม้วนนั่งมองยอดเจอเตี้ยชิมว่าเตะหลวมมองเตี้ยจิตตาเล่นตลอดยอดจะนั่งหรือหายนั่งเดาซื้อจะอยู่ที่ลีเหนียเตี้ยมูถ่าหรือหายนั่งเลยยอดหรือหายนั่งเลย
yes
ตาเด็กคนนั้นเลยในก็หอบวนชีตเหมือนยัวได้ชีเท่ายอดก็มูยัวหรือหายนั่งได้เนี่ยหนึ่งหอบวนยัวลีจัดตัวอยู่เตี้ยอยู่ชิปเปอร์เลยก็เลยแก่ใจอยู่แก่ใจเราอยู่ตัวอยู่เตี้ยเฉลี่ยอยู่จุดเป้าเตี้ยมองซื้ออย่าอยู่ชิปเปอร์เตี้ยมองแก่ใจรงลีจัดรอจอดนั่งได้แก่ใจรงลีจัดนะปวดมดเต็มเหมือนยัวลีจัดตัวอยู่ก็ชิหอบเท่าอยู่มูนเราเลยย้อนเลยถ่านไหลเลยยัวไหลนั่นเถอะ
I think that we're looking at 20 years ago was very different to what it is now. So my experience is from my, you know, my generation. And at that time, I don't think that it's just with Hmong people. I think that this is across all cultures. And when you find that interracial relationships was very rare, so if you saw a Caucasian person with an Asian person, then everyone always looked.I think my difficulties was, you know, when you marry outside of the Hmong community, whether you go, you know, into the Vietnamese community or whether you go into, you know, the white Australian community, you don't have much to do with the Hmong people then. So then you feel like you're, you know, on the outside, so you don't go to the Hmong parties, you know. And when you do go to the Hmong parties, you don't know anyone anymore. Your language is...you know, very, it's bad, and your children, you know, can't speak the language too, so then they don't understand what's going on. But I think when I was younger, I felt very self-conscious of that. But as I'm older now, I feel that it's easier for me to return back to the community.
Yeah, I talk on the corner, nay, Joe, the man's stereotype, or gunjin, the little pung dong, get your gate, or you know, tear, Joe, the man, more to you, Joe, identity, nay, go hard.Handle it as well, you go, digest them and knowledge as well.
I think it's all about just trying, you know, you can only do the best that you can, and whether it is racism in the Hmong community or racism in the outside communities, you know, people have their own opinions, and you just have to be strong in, you know, knowing that, okay, this is.I'm making decisions on my behalf.
Talk about this year, well, in the family, the Hmong community feel surprised, feel opposed.
Yeah, I think 20 years ago, the Hmong community was very surprised by this. But I think that, you know, they were confused. you know, there's a lot of issue marrying outside because she doesn't like us. And then there was also a support too. So there was, this is great, you know, that, you know, we are now being inclusive of other groups and this is different.
Ka pa sa hai lo da chi to Hmong community li ha, community in Australia in general ha te ka shira yo tau siwa ka holo na li cha se.
I don't think that it is an issue about, you know, whether our children are marrying in the community. I think it's more about the acceptance of that our children are making these choices about love and about, you know, their future and seeing us as being Australian Hmongs, because my children, you know, are half Irish and half Hmong, but they identify as both. And my kids, even though they can't speak Hmong properly, they are very proud to be known as Hmong as well.
Hai chan le kho te mang na le pi chi ya le phung chung mo cha te mang na kong hao mong ya ti ya chon sai mong nu mi yo cha nang cha hai le che chi pu nu wa membership to lo kong hao na tia ho it sia ho mo cha la wa to cha membership ho tia na kono ka sa li cha.
I think that, I mean, I'm very surprised by this. I mean, I feel that we've come a very long way since, you know, 20 years ago, and I see lots of families that have children who marry outside of the Hmong community. And like I said before, you know, we have to see ourselves as not as Hmong people in Australia, but as Australian Hmongs. This is our generation now. You know, we are Australian and our culture is Hmong. So, you know, I hope that we can put aside these differences, because even though I can't speak Hmong properly, I'm still very proud and I still identify myself as a full Hmong person. I just like say that, I mean, I'm very proud that we have, as a community, have progressed so far in the amount of time that, you know, we've had in Australia. And I understand that it's very difficult for, in terms of, you know, how do we maintain our culture? How do we keep, you know, who we are without being, you know, whitewashed and disappearing? But also as an adult who married outside, and then now I've recently come back and started being more involved in Hmong community things, I see that our younger generation are very proud. They speak Hmong, they take part in things that you know, are more active in Hmong politics, and this is something which I was very surprised to see.
Thank you.